This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, love to talk with you this morning. Love to get you on the air. Again, the telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Claus Financial online on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource. You can learn more about the separate divisions at Claus Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Something I signed up for a few years back. Gives you a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast as well. All that information up at klausfinancial.com. And of course, their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. And joining us this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. We're doing great. How have you been?
Doing really well. Great to talk with you. CJ, Malia, how are you?
Good. Did you eat your share of Thanksgiving feasts?
I've been eating for two for a very long time. People often ask me, when are you due? And I say, no. I just like to live life and have a lot of fun.
Enjoy. Yes, that's exactly. Great.
It is fantastic to talk with both of you. And we've got a great conversation ahead about inheriting money. And there's obviously it can be a great blessing, but there's also some significant considerations you want to make and implications there. We'll talk about that with you this morning. And of course, we'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, another fantastic opportunity to win a great prize. Folks at Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Wayfair. We'll tell you a little bit later on the program how you can win that. Just a little pro tip, though, listen closely because both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. And before we start talking inheritance, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had one of our favorite topics, which is how soon can I join Medicare and have someone else paying for my health insurance? And essentially the government health insurance is Medicare. So the question was, at what age can Americans move on to Medicare? A lot of callers. Congratulations to Paul of Madison, who had the correct answer. Age 65 is the earliest that you can move on to Medicare. So sorry if you were thinking age 62. I know people are counting down to this age. It's age 65. So thanks for calling in and listen carefully today.
And it was a fantastic program last week, and you can give that a listen at klausfinancial.com if you missed any of the program or want a refresher. Again, just get to klausfinancial.com. As mentioned, of course, we are going to be talking about inheriting money and the implications of it. Let's kind of talk a little bit about what we need to understand if we're in that position of inheriting some money.
Yes. So inheritance, I know a lot of people hear this topic and they think, oh, that'll never be me. But when you actually slow down and start thinking about it, you know, we all have an expiration date on us. And so whether it be your grandparents pass away and leave you a little bit of money, or your parents pass away and leave you a property to deal with, or in some circumstances, even creditors to have to deal with, it is important that we all learn some of the tools and techniques of how to deal with the passing of a loved one, or with, I should say, more specifically, with inheriting something from somebody. So we're going to go through some tips, some pointers today. But before we do that, the Federal Reserve Board's Survey of Consumer Finances reports that an average of roughly 1.7 million households receives an inheritance each year. Now, before you think that's a small percentage of Americans, remember that's households. We're not talking people. So there's somewhere around 325 million people in the United States. But of those, if you were to think of them in terms of households, that number drops way down, and almost 2 million of them receive an inheritance each year. Of course, those amounts vary by how much you'd inherit and all that fun stuff. But the median inheritance in the U.S. was $69,000. So of those 1.7 million, median was 69,000. And for those Americans that are currently in retirement, they expect to leave nearly 177,000 to their heirs on average. So again, if you have retired parents that have done fairly well for themselves, you might want to perk up and at least pay attention to some of the tips we're going to talk about. So here's some of those tips. Number one, take time to grieve. Often, and this isn't even a money hungry thing, just often people don't want to deal with the grief. And so they jump into the financial aspects right away. And unfortunately, this is where big errors can happen. where you just focused on the money, you make decisions to move or to change your life and you regret those decisions later on. So number one, please, please, please take time to grieve. Number two on our list, get an original of the death certificate. Actually, multiples of the originals of the death certificates. Because if you're a beneficiary or you're the executor of the estate, to claim just about anything, somebody's going to want to verify that this person actually did pass. And the way they do that is through a death certificate. So often we suggest get, 10, 20 different original death certificates. Number three would be to contact a financial professional to guide you. Now, this sounds very self-serving, and I for anybody who's listened to us long enough, you would know this, but for anybody who's new, they may not. I'm not telling you this because I want you to work with us. Certainly, we're a resource, but I will just really suggest to you, there are a lot of pitfalls to avoid. Malia will be talking about them momentarily, and if you don't have a financial advisor or somebody you trust who understands tax law, you could step into a landmine that causes huge tax ramifications. So you might want to have a good financial advisor, a CPA, an estate planning attorney, somebody to help you assemble a financial team. Now, if you've listened to us on the show, one of our jobs is we consider ourselves the quarterback of your financial team. So a good financial advisor, if you find a good fee-based advisor, they should help you assemble all of the other team members that you would need on your financial team to avoid those landmines.
Really good. I know for a lot of us during emotional times, we don't always think things through. Obviously, we've got other bigger things on our mind, and sometimes having that financial professional there and having that person there to kind of guide you through that, somebody that's able to kind of, I think the term that's used methodically is a very, very important thing. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. CJ mentioned those things you should be careful about not doing. And Malia, cue us in on some of those areas.
Right. So, probably the biggest one, again, as CJ mentioned, it's a really emotional time. So first of all, you're like trying to get your head wrapped around the fact that maybe you've lost this person that you cared about. And suddenly, oh my goodness, what do I do now? So being methodical, taking time to really look at your next moves is important. But I'll say the number one thing we would say here, what to be careful of not doing, is resist the urge to spend it all at once. Oh. Okay. So sorry, you need to just back off, Sean, and just understand you can't spend it all at once.
But that's how I feel better.
I know. And you know what I think is, I hear when I'm talking to my own clients, they assume when we tell them this, they're thinking we're talking about a 20-year-old, a 25, 30-year-old coming into money, and of course they just go out and blow it. Well, no. We have seen 50-year-olds get a lot of money come into their portfolio, and suddenly it's like, okay, let's go to Las Vegas. So any person can feel that urge when they see big dollars come their way. So according to a study funded by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, actually 1/3 of all people who receive an inheritance spend all of it. So it kind of sounds like that lottery winners syndrome we've heard of. And they at that point even dip into other savings in the first 2 years. So what we would suggest is do the opposite. Treat the inheritance as if it were your own money to start with. Remember that receiving that inheritance was meant to be a blessing. So, really managing it properly is important. So when you're looking, again, as CJ mentioned, with an advisor, you should be looking at your own debt first. You should be looking at your own savings, and then maybe how this could possibly impact your future retirement goals. Are you going to be able to retire perhaps a little sooner because of this blessing? So if you had negative spending habits before you inherited this, this is where someone who can come in and help you devise a plan to kind of, it's like a second chance. And hopefully you'll listen and follow those steps.
Really good advice and guidance, as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, now is the time to get on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get your call and question this morning for CJ and Malia. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A great website. The telephone number as well, Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here at 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. They'd love to answer your question this morning. Love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking with CJ and Malia this morning about inheritance. Don't forget as well, coming up the next segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll probably also head on over to the Money in Motion listener question corner as well. And as we're talking inheritance, we talked a little bit about what you shouldn't be doing and kind of an understanding of how common this is, more common than I think a lot of people know. Let's talk then about the T word. if you inherit money, do you have to pay taxes on that?
Yeah, T word I think means golf for most of your listeners.
That's all we want to hear,
in this case, so that is the first question. Actually, right out of the gate, we hear is, am I going to have to pay taxes? So if I'm going to receive this money, what's going to happen now with regards to taxes? So generally, you'll be happy to know the answer is usually no. Most often, inheriting money from a friend or family member may not cost you a single dollar in terms of federal income tax. So we're going to discuss some of these areas briefly. The first item out of the gate is the federal income, federal estate tax. So yes, the U.S. Tax system may impose a tax on the decedent's estate. That is possible. And the decedent, the person who passed away, their estate is obviously the source of your inheritance money. But it only will do that if its value exceeds a certain amount. So this is key here. If you go back 25, 35 years ago, the exemption level was actually in the $600,000 range. Today, if the value of the estate in 2020, if it actually exceeds $11.58 million, there could be a federal estate tax levied on that. However, most people probably don't have an estate quite that large. So if you're under that $11.58 million or a couple, $23.16 million in 2020, that there is that estate tax exemption. So you are not going to have to worry about paying federal estate tax. However, state tax, when we're talking about state taxes, there are some states that do impose an inheritance tax. As of 2020, the only states that do that are Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Nebraska, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So good news is if you live here in Wisconsin or Illinois, state line area, you don't have to worry. This is one income tax from your state that's not being levied.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have questions, give us a call now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation about income taxes in just a moment. But joining us now is Danielle. Danielle, welcome to the program. You've got a question about an irrevocable trust, and you're on with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
So I'm really lucky to have parents that are taking care of this for me.
Nice.
So they have the irrevocable trust, which I assume that pretty much sets you up with all the people that you're going to need to help you with all this. I mean, it's pretty much all taken care of. Eliminating probate.
So an irrevocable trust, let's just quickly define that. Many reasons people will put assets in an irrevocable trust is to avoid what's called the Medicaid spend down so that it's not part of their estate as long as they do it early enough. Now, I'm assuming it's an irrevocable trust, but it could be a revocable trust. So I don't know. I'd have to look at the document. But would that give you all the professionals? The answer is potentially, because they probably have a financial advisor, probably an estate planning attorney. And then Danielle, once they pass away, you would just reach out to those people. But what I would do if I were you is I would actually communicate with them about who are the people on your financial team and like get their contact info so that if anything happens to them, then you just reach out and go from there.
I had to sit down with them and everything. So.
Oh, great. Really? Yes.
So what, well, then yeah, you, so basically it sounds like, it's, my parents did great things for us and taking care of it early enough that it's going to pass the 5-year timeline and.
Right. Yes. That's the called the look. For those who don't know what Danielle's talking about, there's a look back period from when you put money into an irrevocable trust, whether or not it qualifies. So probably that's right. Probably not. I don't know how much is in there and I don't know if it's going to be enough for you or other siblings, but hypothetically, yeah, that's great planning that they've done.
Really good stuff. And that's great to hear about, Danielle.
Thanks,
thank
Danielle.
You so much for the call. Great question this morning and also a great case example as well of the importance of planning. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And Malia, we were talking about some of the ins and outs when it comes to that tax word. Let's talk then about we touched on federal and state taxes. What about income taxes? Do these fit in do these count as income?
So generally they don't. And we'll get to the part that where they don't. They're generally not considered income for federal tax purposes when you inherit cash or life insurance or investments or property. It pretty much covers the majority here. So now listen up. Any subsequent earnings on those inherited taxes are taxable. So let's say you don't dispose of the real estate that you inherited. You keep it for an extra couple years. Well, any gain between the time of the decedent's death and when you are actually disposing of the asset, that gain may in fact be taxable. It most likely is. So our understanding that interest income that's in the bank account that you never flushed out, that would be taxable. To say nothing's taxable is not true. It's just at the decedent's time of death, your inheritance on most items is not taxable. So again, gains generally are taxable. And generally they're long-term capital gains, so it's favorable. But it's just really important to understand that. Now, if you inherit retirement accounts, certain retirement accounts, you will likely have to pay income tax on those distributions. And why is that? Well, the person that put the money away has never paid income tax on it. So Uncle Sam says, you know, someone at some point will pay those income taxes. So those, any retirement accounts that you may inherit, that you will have to, if you're not a spouse of the person, you will have to actually withdraw within 10 years and pay taxes on those distributions, and those would be income taxes. And the final area, I know we're going really fast here because there's a lot of material, but the final area we want to tell you, slow down, be careful on, is if you should happen to inherit any annuities. Annuities are insurance products. So you want to really, really slow down, because what we find is the gains are wrapped up in that annuity product. And when those gains that have been just kind of, as we kick the can down the road, are accumulated over many years, once you inherit those gains and you start taking that out, those are income taxable. Mm. And people go, well, why? I mean, this wasn't retirement money. This wasn't even an IRA annuity. It was just an annuity. Well, they have deferred those gains, and guess what? When they come unleashed, when you happen to inherit them, it's going to be income taxable. So just slow down if you've inherited an annuity and speak to a professional.
Really good stuff there, and definitely a good warning to pay attention to all of these different things and work with a professional. Of course, talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. So I got time for your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We've had some great questions recently and love to hear from you as well at 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment and conversation at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll talk about if you may inherit an IRA or a 401k. We'll also talk about mortgages on houses that you may inherit. We'll get the details from CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday morning at 8. And of course, you can always find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Let's talk about retirement accounts, those IRAs, those 401ks. What do people need to know if they inherit one of those?
Yeah, this is where the taxes start creeping in. But before I get into this, I just wanted to say thanks again to Danielle for calling in with that question. And just a reminder, you can do the same thing. We are here to answer questions and give good education, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Malia was saying that most of what you inherit is not going to be taxable. And even when you inherit a retirement account or an annuity, like Malia was talking about, it's typically not like, boom, you get walloped with a tax right now. It's that you just have to plan for and figure out how much and when and in what frequency. So with a retirement account, think IRA, think 401k, think Roth IRA, 403b, anything like that. Typically, those are tax-preferred investment vehicles. In the case of pre-tax retirement accounts, of course, it's never been taxed. That's what Malia mentioned. And so you typically have to take out all of that money over a 10-year time frame, which is, by the way, that started as a passage of the Secure Act that was passed about a year ago. So it used to be that you could stretch out or defer those, that growth over your lifetime. Well, that has now changed. If you inherit something in 2020 or beyond, now you have to take it all out within 10 years. But that's not exactly the same with a Roth retirement account. Because remember, Roth is the opposite of pre-tax. Roth is after-tax contributions with tax-free growth. Now, the bad news is you still have to take it all out within 10 years, although there is no annual minimum, by the way. But you just have to have it all out within 10 years. But in the case of a Roth, there is no tax when you pull it out. Hmm. So either way, what you need to be aware of is with these retirement accounts, it's different. It has to come out within 10 years, or you have to create what's called an inherited IRA to receive these funds. So you really, really, really need to work with a professional at this point, because this is where these landmines start popping up. But it doesn't mean you're going to get blasted with taxes right away. And let's not forget, because sometimes we get so deep into this, it's like, oh man, this really stinks. No, no, no. You inherited money. Right? It's always a blessing. And it's not like you're going to get, you know, a major double tax here. It's just, hey, if your parents didn't pay tax on it, then when you get the money, you'll eventually have to pay tax on it. So good information.
Great guidance there. And real quick, let's talk just about if you inherit a home with a mortgage on it, you just got to pay that thing, don't you?
You do. So this can be one of the reasons that we, you know, focus on living simply, doing the right things, kind of the Dave Ramsey principles of eliminate debt as rapidly as possible. Because the last thing you want to do is leave a house to your kids that you took out a home equity loan and you have a primary mortgage on it. And, you know, they sit there and the only asset they have is a home with $50,000 of equity in it, which sounds great, right? Because you're leaving them a home with $50,000 of equity. But they've got to figure out how they're going to make the mortgage and the HELOC payment. You get my point. It's not a great situation. Now, it still is a blessing because they can just sell the home and take the equity out. I get it. But generally speaking, this can be one of the pains of going through an inheritance is when you're also inheriting debt. So do your best to eliminate that debt as you get into retirement.
Fantastic guidance, fantastic advice. Unfortunately, Marcia, we're not going to have a chance to get to your question, the listener question corner. We will get to it, though, in a future show. Don't forget as well, in the meantime, you can submit questions online at klausfinancial.com. That's Klaus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, Klaus Financial, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Wayfair. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the Federal Reserve Board, in 2018, how many households receive an inheritance each year? Is it 500? 100,000 or almost 2 million households. Telephone number 442-5637. First caller to Kloss Financial's office with that correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Wayfair. Don't forget, as I mentioned, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always fantastic hanging out with you guys. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Dr. Nicole comes your way next with Full Scope here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.